Weiter in Shasvir and Chulin Daf Tes Vav. Begin upon your Dalam Beis Badabam on a page 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Ella Amar Rav Sheish. Remember, we're trying to figure out. We said that Rebbe is going in the world of. Rav is going in the world of Rebbe Yehuda, who says that when something is even though it's mutter, it's usher for that day. We tried to find a makor for that. Rebbe Yehuda says that we have been unsuccessful, and we continue now. Ella. Amr of Shizbe of Idi, Rabbi Yehuda de Nerosi, it's Rabbi Yehuda of the candles. Who doesn't know that? The time runs out of Baisa. Mitatlaner Chadash, that you're allowed to deal with a new lamp on Shabbos, have a low Yoshin, but not with an old one. Says Rashi, Ner Chadash Shaloi Likubalum, it was never lit. Ner Shal Cheres is made out of pottery. And when it's brand new, you could use it for some sort of storage, so it's not muksa. Avalo yashan, but not an old one. Rashi says the muksahu machasmiyos. It's muksa because it's shastimic and nasty. All the oils everywhere. Shehadas kotsa mebo, because people's minds are closed off from it. Vahach behema nami, this animal also. Kishakidish hayom, when Shabbos started, he muksa. It is muksa. What's a muksa farm? Muksa machmas Avram and Achai. Shalom nishcha, because it's not shechted yet. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, azai gezocht, Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, we find a precedent, something that's muksa, therefore even if it's shechted, it's going to be muksa for that day. Says Gemara, but Amar de shamet leil Rabbi Yehuda, why don't we say that, when is it, say that you heard of Yehuda's din, but muksa machmas mius. That's only because something falls into the category, it's shastimic nasty. Muksa machmas isser mishamasle. Do you have a precedent and a makor from saying that something's going to be muksa machmas isser? In the case of the animal, it's not mius. In the case of the candle, though, it's not isser, it's because of mius. And for the Gemara, in, yes, we do have a place where there's muksa machmas isser. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, we learned in a Braisa. Beep, turn the page. Tesvav Amarav. Kol Neros Shel Mateches Mitatlan. You're allowed to deal with metal Neros, metal lamps on Shabbat. Rashi Shel Mateches, lo me, they don't become nasty. I feel you shut them even when they're old. Ski Gon Shel Nechoshes. The kiosin, like they made out of copper or something like that. Chutzman and Ner Sheid Likubo, Ba'osa Shabbos, except for a lamp that was lit during that Shabbos. Says Rashi, what does that mean that it was lit on a Dolik Mashabbos? Shall you Ner Dolik Bo, being a Shmoshos, the Muksa Machmasisir? Shaasir Lechabos, I know you can't put it out. Nesar Gamhu, Litaltel, Vikavin Shahuksa, Labena Shmoshos, Suksa Lecholiyom. Once it becomes Suksa, Labena Shmoshos, Suksa for the entire day. So it comes up, who's going to answer touching these things because of the iser that's connected with putting it out. So then we see that Yehuda must be that he agrees of Muksa Machmas Iser. Says Mara, but maybe not. I mean, who says that's the case? Doma Shiny Hossam, that particular case of this light, that this candle that was burning on Shabbos is different. Who Dachil be a Dayim, because he's actively being dochid. Rashi said, Likubo Ner, because he lit the Ner in it. Aval Behema de Memela Midchia. It's just on its own, it's like pushed to the side. Emer de Hadr Chazia. Maybe later he would say that it's able to be used. So whereas the candle, you dafka are pushing away from being used on Shabbos because you let in there Shabbos, the animal, you didn't push away, and therefore if it ends up being shechted, you should be able to do it that day. How do we know what he holds over there? So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Ravashi. Says Ravashi, another attempt. Rabbi Huda de Mevashali. It's another place where we find the Rabbi Huda says when something is done for that day, it's going to be usher for that day, only mutter afterwards. And that is Rabbi Huda of cooking. Oh, someone cooked on Shabbos. The Tanam we learned in a Mishnah. It switches it to Braisa. Hamavashi b'Shabbos comes and cooked on Shabbos. Chalila v'chas chas v'shalom. B'shogeg, if you did it b'shogeg, you did it by accident. Then, right, then what's it then? Yochal, you can eat it. You can eat it. B'mezid, if you did it on purpose, you're not allowed to eat it. Divri Rabbi Meir, azai gezocht, Rabbi Meir. We'll see the Rashi, but we're going to keep going. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, b'shogeg, if you did b'shogeg, you can eat it, but only when? Yochal b'motzi Shabbos. You got to wait till motzi Shabbos. B'mezid, lo yochal lomis, you can never eat it. It's done, skis, the stuff is totally done, totally out there, nothing to discuss. A third is Shita, Yochanan Sandler, Omer B'Shogeg, Yochal Motzei Shabbos, right? That's the same as Rabbi Yehuda. La'acherim v'lo'lo. But he continues to say, but that, what's the difference is only others can, but not him. He's never allowed to have it. But may said lo yechalam, and said no one's able to have it. Lo lo v'lochem, not for him and not for others. But in the Bible, so we come back to seeing Rabbi Yehuda says that food that's going to be made b'shogeg on Shabbos can be only after Shabbos. So it must be that's what the din where Rav was talking about, that the meat that's shechta on Shabbos can't be eaten on that day. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogeg yochlu b'matzah Shabbos v'lo b'Shabbos. V'o din la'achrini. It's similar to other people as well. There's no skila, but there is an avera. You need, for the amount of time that it takes in order to make it, you have to wait for that. The lo nimte hana me avera, to not get any hana from that avera. Va'aydi d'bayi l'misti seifa lo yecholamis, since it says d'bididai, just like, and since we need it to teach in the seifa, he never eat it at all for him. To others, it's mutter. The avad isura, the guy who did the actual iser, there's a kenas. Aval achrini lo, but to other people not. So Tana Risha Nami, the Risha also talking about b'didei on by himself. Masnisa Nami to Ketani Asura v'achila liyome l'didei l'achrina b'shogeg mitukma. Right, and therefore that was just said. It's also to be eaten for that day for himself and for others. B'shogeg mitukma, Rabbi Hudai. Well, come on, Paruch, it's going to ask, Ivan, Mishaya Benafsho, Katani, it says Mishaya Benafsho, Palakalimim, Arisha Nami, Davke Ihu, Avalachrini, Sharobo, Bayom, Vihu, Aser, Mishum de Kansu, Shogigatu Mezi, Masisa Dotsale. Okay, I'm jumping a little bit because the Gemara is going to have to say this stuff, so we'll come back into this Bez Hashem, but if not, then take a look at it. But the point is that we see over here, Rabbi Huda of Mavasho, that if someone goes to Mavasho, Bishabit, Shogi Yochel, Bemezi, Loyochel, and that's Rabbi Meir Huda said, Bishogi Yosem Mochel Matsi Shabbos, and that's the Ikka that we're looking at over here. It says Gemara, Vinok Bemezi, who said, let's say the Mishnah is talking about a case where he did it Bemezi, we shechted the animal against Shabbos Bemezi, the Rabbi Meir, and then we could say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. Why were we saying that our Mishnah is going in the world of Rabbi Huda? Because remember what's Rabbi Meir's Shita? Rabbi Meir says, that b'mezid lo yochal, right? You can't go ahead and eat it over there, and that's the word of Rabbi Meir. It says, it looks like that. You wouldn't have thought that. No, it can't be that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. It's Ketani Dumi Dumi Kippurim, because our Mishnah says Shabbos, which is compared, and it says Doma to Yom Kippur, someone's Yom Kippur, saying that in reference to that we were talking about, the Shabbos is similar to Yom Kippur, that my Yom Kippur is just like Yom Kippur. Rashi says, nothing yet. My Yom Kippurim, lo shta b'shog, lo shta b'mezid. It doesn't matter if you shechted it b'shog or b'mezid, lo achel. You're not allowed to eat either one of them. Why? It's a fast day. It says Rashi, lo yochal bo b'yom, deha yom inoyu, because it's a fast day, you can't eat anything. So afachanami here also. When someone shechs on Shabbos, lo shna b'shogeg, lo shna b'mezid, doesn't matter if it's shogeg or mezid, lo achel. He can't eat the meat on that day, period. Since this is this idea, it doesn't work with Rabbi Meir, it must be that Rabbi Meir is not the author of our Mishnah. Umi matzis. Right, so at this stage, what we're saying is that really it is Rabbi Yehuda, and we said that the Mishnah is talking about a case that was done b'shogeg. Now the Gemara says, hold on a second. Mimatz is mukum lo b'shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda. Can you say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of shogeg? When he shechs on Shabbos, it's shogeg, and it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afal pisha mischai b'nafsho katani. It says, even though it's mischai b'nafsho, why would you be mischai b'nafsho if it's done b'shogeg? Sounds like this is something which has been mazed. No, hachyam, as it means to say. Even though if you were to do b'mezid b'chaim z'nafsho, hachad b'shogeg shchidas sheret. Since here it's on b'mezid b'shogeg, therefore the shchita is going to be good. Okay, so far so good. Says Gorana, but who says? Why don't we say that our Mishnah is going according to Yochanan Sandler? The Amr lo shna b'shogeg lo shna b'mezid. I don't care if it's shogeg or mezid. Lo achil, you can't eat it during Shabbos itself. Right? So we say the... Yeah, why don't we say it's him? So you might know, Yochanan the Sandler, Kamifalig, B'motzi Shabbos. He's making a distinction about Motzi Shabbos. La'acher v'lo'lo. He says, Motzi Shabbos, Motzi to others, but not to him. He actually did it. Tana didan, Shchitas k'shera katani. He says, Shchitas k'shera, which sounds like Loshna lo, Loshna l'acher, it's going to be kosher to everyone, which means it can't be, clearly it can't be Yochanan the Sandler, it's got to be Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good. You know, we got a story time. right? Let's get back in the map over here. What were we trying to find? You're trying to find a makor that Rav is going like Rabbi Yehuda that says it's something that you did on that day. It's going to be also that day, but then what afterwards? Who says that Rabbi Yehuda ever said such a thing? The answer is we came up in the case with somebody who cooks something on Shabbos, Meshogi, it's mutter afterwards, but not on Shabbos itself, and it's Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like a Maratani Tani Kamed the Rav. This was taught, the Bryce says, we taught in front of Rav, I'm a Basha of Shabbos. Someone who cooks on Shabbos, Bishogeg Yochal, if he did it, Bishogeg, he could eat it. But Mazed, Lo Yochal, but if he did it with Mazed, he can't eat it. What he ate over here, right? This goes according to what Rabbi Meir says, right? Mishate, Mashtik Le, Rav. But Rav quieted him. He said, shh, quiet. Hey, quiet. My time is mashtiklei. Why is it that he quieted him down? Elam is from the sphere like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say it's because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Vatani Tani, Rabbi Meir. Then would you want to say that really Rav, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and this teacher of Bryce is teaching something he's going according to Rabbi Meir? Can't be. Mishum the sphere like Rabbi Yehuda, Mantatani, Rabbi Meir, Mishatiklei. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to shut down somebody who says like Rabbi Meir? He don't shut down Rabbi Meir, even if you don't agree. Vod and furthermore, me suffer like Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rav really hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the first place? Farmer of Chanan Barami, ki mori lehu Rav l'tamidei. When Rav would paskin for his students privately, mori lehu Rabbi Meir. He would rule for them like according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, he would be more makel. He would mamish hold like them. V'chidarish b'pirka. When he would lecture publicly, Aishas b'yom haShabbos b'Rabim. Darish Rabbi Yehuda would go like Rabbi Yehuda. Because of the Amaratzim, he'd be more machir because of the Amaratzim who would be over there. So we see that Rav actually himself helped like Rav Meir. So why would Rav have quieted him down when he said this? By the way, it's an amazing concept over there. Sometimes, even though there's a, you know, we pass in a certain way, you got to know who you're talking to. It was at Rav's public lecture that this Bryce is, you know, taught in the Rav Meir's when he taught in front of Rav, and that's why he quieted him down, so that it wouldn't be told to the masses over there. Does everyone there listen to teacher Bryce's? Of course not. La Moritz, I see. They listen to the one who's speaking over there, right? Rav should show you Omid b'fnei Rav. Mashmiya l'rabim ma shira hadrasha lo chishlo elav ar yisomer. Right, so they listen to Rav. The way that it was back in the days, they used to have this lecturer who would get up and speak, but there was some there who was like the speaker there. In other words, he projected everything, called an amora, and his job was to repeat the words loud enough so everyone could hear. So the Gemara is saying that if a single person in the crowd said a brisa during that lecture, nobody would really pay attention to him because everyone's focused on the speaker over there who's, you know, speaking out, repeating what Rav had said. So we're not worried about that. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak said that really the whole story happened a little differently. Tana Shochit Tana Kamei Rav. The teacher of this brisos, he said this in front of Rav about one who shechted. He didn't say anything about somebody who cooked. He said a Shochit B'Shabbos. Someone who shechts on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal. If he did a b'shogeg, he can eat what he shechted. Rav Meir said lo yochal. Rav Meir said he can't. Amar Leih, when Rav heard this, he says to him, "My daitach, what do you think about this? Rabbi Meir, you're going according to Rabbi Meir. You're not saying his shita right. Adkan lo kashari, Rabbi Meir. Mevashel. The only time he said that it's going to be mutter is in the case where the person cooks something deroy lachos, because in that case, even before the food is cooked, it's able to be chewed on right now, right? In other words, it's not a muksa issue, because you could chew it even raw, right? There's a possibility of doing that. Aval shochet ein roi lochos, but in the case of shochet, you couldn't chew on the food right then, because it's not shechted yet. Lo, you're not able to. And Rameir would not matir to having it immediately. It says Rashi, the Adkan Lukoshar Vimer El Mavasho, the Shogig, the Kivan, the Isser Shabbos Leka, the Shogig, who is the Muksanami Leka, the Mekar, Avichazi Lachus. Or Lachus Chayi, because it's done when it was Chayi. Aval Shogit says Rashi, the Shogig, the He, the Isser Shabbos Leka. Okay. No Isser Shabbos, the Shogig. Mishom Muksa Miu Asura, the Minishmasho, Slah Avichazi Lachus. It wasn't fit to be chewed on over here. Kol Achilish Lokadaka Karikosis. That's what it's called, Kosis. You find in Brachos and in other places. Now, says the Gemara, the Hamas Nisan de Shochetu, aye, but our Mishnah above in the few Dalet, clearly he's talking about one who shechs, not one who cooks. For Amar of Huna, Dar Shochia, Dar Shochia Barav, Mishmid Rav, Asur Bachilu the Yoma. It's usher, this shechted meat is usher to be eaten until Shabbos is over. But also the Chaver Lemeimer, and the Talmidim thought to say, Rabbi Hudi, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda. Ha, Rabbi Meir Shari. This statement implies that in Rav's view, it's only Rabbi Yehuda who would aser for the day, you know, having of the mayor would matter at them, which is a bit of a kasha of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the way that he explained it. And for the Gemara, Kishar Rabbi Meir, you want to say, is it true that Rabbi Meir is going to matter the immediate eating of it, even in the case of Shechita? But when Rabbi Meir matters it, beep, turn the page. Tesvav Amud Beis. Kigon Shaya Lochola Mibod Yom. He's doing it only in a case where the person who shechted it was sick. He was really sick from before Shabbos. That is, the shochet that was dealing with someone who was very sick from before Shabbos. In that case, the animal who shechted would not have been muksa. And this is where Meir matters its meat. Iachi. If that's true, then my time is Rabbi Yehuda the Aser. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda would Aser it? Right? He's arguing with the mayor. Why would he Aser such a thing? If the Mishnah is really talking about the case where it was needed for this Chol Shish Sakana, then there's no Iser whatsoever on shechting it. So how could they have come out, these Chachamim will come out, the meat is going to be Aser for a day. Even Rabbi Yehuda would matter it immediately for someone who's in such a case, right? There was mutter, meat, everything's good. So even Rabbi Yehuda should matter the immediate eating of it. There's no iser at all in the shechita for the sick person. No, what we're talking about, the Gezer Mishnah is where the person who shechted had a sick person before Shabbos, v'hivri, but then what happened is, during Shabbos, the guy ended up getting better. Rashi says, hayom b'Shabbos. He ended up getting better. So now what happens is, like in this case, it's usher to shecht the meat on Shabbos, and the Rebbe married, and they're arguing whether the meat can be eaten if the animal shechted b'shogeg. However, the meat is not considered muksa because at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to actually shecht the animal. So now we understand that's why he quieted him down, because he's telling Rav Meir's shita, he made a mistake in it. He thought that Rav Meir's kula would apply even in the case of shechita, when really it only applies in the case of cooking. And where do we see actually this is the truth? V'chihad amar Rav Achbar ada amar Rav. Again, v'chi ha d'amar of achaber ada amar wa 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 wa. This is Rashi Kol Mahad the Ukimna. The Mishum Iser Muksa Shatke Rav Latana. That because of that he quieted him down. V'afkav to Iser Shabbos Shogeg Hava. Hainu ki ha d'amar Rav. The Amar La Amar of Yitzchak Bar Adam Rav. Hashochet lechol of Shabbos. Amar shechts for chol on Shabbos. Aser labari. It's going to be aser for a healthy person to eat from the meat on that day, even though you shechted for the chol. Rashi says she nachal b'yom Shabbos became sick on Shabbos. Also, Rashi says lechol bari me'oso behima bo b'yom. Dafka of this for Shabbos leka debikuch nefesh toch is a Shabbos. It's a muksa mi'aika. It still exists. I mean, it's Rashi's muksa. Havai v'lo haisa ruuya l'shachet b'Shabbos. So adayin lo hayachol. He wasn't sick yet. Hamavash lechol b'Shabbos. But let's say someone cooks her a chol on Shabbos, not the shechita, but cooks her on Shabbos. Then Rashi's baser shahisa shchuta mes was already shechted from before. Bishla hayom lecholo shenechla hayom mutter labari, says the Gemara, mutter labari, it's mutter. My time, why? Hi, roi lachos, because it was roi, at least to be, there's a way you could have been, you could have chewed on it raw before it was cooked. V'hai ina roi lachos, but this meat, for shechted, wasn't able to be lachost. And therefore, the meat is considered muksa when the food is not considered like it's muksa. Rashi says, v'hai shochet lohaya ben Hashmashos Ra'oi Lachos V'ika Iser Muksa. I forgot the Iser Shabbos Leka. Now, Amar Papa. Pa'amim Shashochit Mutter. There are times when one who shechs on Shabbos for a sick person, it's going to be Mutter for everyone. Rashi says, L'chola Mutter L'bari Lachos. Don't you hear L'chola Mibod Yom? He was sick before the day, you know, the day before. Gain Kano Iser Muksa V'lo Iser Shabbos. You don't have either. That's what the Gemara says. Parmi sheshuchot mutter ki don't choyichol lemibod yom. Mivashel aser. And we also have time when it's going to be that cooking it is going to be aser. Rashi says lechol shenechal yom aser labari kigon shekatzas lo delas. And this is talking about the case where one cut a gourd that was mechuber during Shabbos and then cooked it. In these cases, it's got to be muksa, because the beginning of Shabbos, it was still attached, and therefore it's not able to be used at all. Rashi is going to cut the last min mechuber who bash lo lo, and now you cooked it for him. The ishkan iser muksa. You have an iser now muksa. Na 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 na. The mechuber is like something neshmasos, right? Because it was mechuber min neshmasos. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Dimi Meir Darim Da'ai Hilchas Hashochet L'Chol B'Shabbos. Halacha is someone who checks for Chol on Shabbos. Someone who's sick before Shabbos started. Mutter L'Bari Ba'umtza. It's going to be mutter for a healthy person to be Halachos it, you know, to chew on the raw meat. My time of why? Kimi Di'ev Shel L'Kizayis B'lo Basa B'lo Shchita. Since it's impossible to eat a Kizayis Basa without having any sort of Shchita. When it came and they shechted, they did it for the entire animal. It was done well, that's for the sick person. Rashi says, maybe we're going to do more shechita over here, but bar for the healthy one. For that, because I have to shech the whole thing. Says Gemara, I'm a vassal of Chol Shabbos. Someone goes in the vassal for a Chol person, sick person. Also, the bar, it's also for a sick, for a healthy person. Because we're worried, maybe we're going to add for that person. There's no adding shechita for somebody because everybody needs shechita for no matter how much you have. But you might add to the cooking, and therefore, you know, I'll have it if it's about bishult. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Shochet b'magal yad. Someone who shucks an animal with a hand sickle. Rashi says, Rav Shabalaz, v'yish lo shtei pios, achas chalka kesakin, v'achas yish lo v'gimos. It has these two mouths, two sides, right? One is smooth like a knife, and the other has is like a hunter's knife, like a bow, like a, you know, the other side is like a saw. But sore, if someone who, let's say, used a sharpened piece of rock, stone, with a kana, or with a reed that they sharpened, shchita sukshera, it's going to be kosher. So again, if you check with a magayad, a tzor, a kana, the shchita is kosher. Akol shochen yolam shochen b'kol shochen. All are shechted, and we all always shecht, and we will shecht with anything. It's Rashi, cool and first Gemara. Come on, I can explain what exactly that means. Chutz mimagel kotziv ha-mageira v'shinai v'atziporen mipnei shem chokin. So it's chonken. You can't use a harvesting sickle, a saw, teeth of an animal, or a nail because they strangle as opposed to cutting. Right? The harvesting sickle is it has a saw tooth. Everything's slanted. Right? Okay, because what does it do? It's chonik. It chokes. Rashi Shein Chotchen doesn't cut. The Korin Machmas Abigimus, it starts to tear because of all the impurities, you know, the lack of smoothness. The high chonken is Sha'arakah. It's going in the rest of them. Valava Tziporin. It's not going in the nail. The time of the Tziporin, first Gemara, I was going to explain, Mishum Mechuber, as we will see when we get there. Says the Gemara, as we often do, Hashochet, well, it sounds like it's B'dievet, doesn't it? That sounds like the Evet in, only it's only B'dievet, L'chatchila lo, but you shouldn't use these type of things to shecht L'chatchila. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of Magal Yadav came in the hand sickle, because there's two things, a smooth thing and a non-smooth part of it. Dilma Asilam of B'idach Gitzvah, we can use the wrong side of it, and that's going to obviously make it no good. Rashi says, B'makam Abagimos. Ella, tzor v'kana l'chatchila lo, but this rock, this sharpened rock or the reed, what, you're not allowed to use them l'chatchila? What are you talking about? Or a mini? We actually have straight up that seems to be saying, b'kol shochten, you can shecht with anything. B'mitzor, b'mitzorchis, b'mikrum shel kana. But you have this rock, this glass, or stem of a reed, it should be fine. So why are you saying it's only good to be the avid? Lokasha, kan b'talosh, the Bryce's case, we're talking about when it's talosh. Kan b'mechubar, so when it's talosh, l'chatchila. But mechubar is when we say, don't do it, l'chatchila, but the avid works. The Amar of Kana, ha'shochi b'mechubar, karka, somebody shechta, something because it's attached to the ground. Rebbe posel, Rebbe Chia, machshir. Is Rashi Rebbe posel l'kamon nafkalon mi v'yikach es ha-machelis. It says that he took machelis, which means as we tolish. Rebbe Chia machsher masnisen de katani shchita sukshera lo metukma kerebi elak Rebbe Chia ulechatchila mias lo shachtinan nashmina masnisen de adkan that we're going to see now. Rebbe posel Rebbe Chia machsher adkan lo kam machsher Rebbe Chia ela b'dievin. That is, Ruchia is only giving Maksha this to be done with the Evan. Vilchatchila, lo. Vilchatchila, you shouldn't do it. Right? Not if it's attached. So, we go through Ruchia. Mayu came down, we set up, Kerbichia b'di'evet. We said to Ruchia, that's b'di'evet. I love the Tanya, but what about that which we learned in a Baisa? Bakol Shulchan Yishlech with anything. Be'em Betolish, be'em Bechorik, be'em Besakin, l'malo b'tzavar, be'em l'mata. Be'em Shesakin, l'mata b'tzavar, be'em l'mayla. It can be Tolish, or it can be Mechubar. And it could be whether the animal, the knife is above the neck and the animal is below, Cain calls shchitos, like normal, or whether the knife is below and the animal's neck is above. Rashi says that is velochishin and shema yichba the tzavar alasakin. We're not worried that the weight of the neck will push down on the knife. V'yatiz v'basachas kodam shiyolichriyav before it gets a chance to go backwards and forwards. Mani, who is that going like? Lo Rebbe, v'lo Rebbe Yechia. I Rebbe Yechia, if you want to say that it's Rebbe Yechia, then the evidence l'chatchila lo. Right? You say that he's got a matir if it's attached only b'di'evid, but not l'chatchila, and I Rebbe, and if you want to say that it's Rebbe, then the evid namilo. Then we know he's not going to say it's good if it's attached even b'di'evid, even after the fact. So he said, no, the Rebbe Chia v'afil l'chatchila. Really, Rebbe Chia is going to matter the shchita of things that are attached, even l'chatchila. He's the braisa. V'hai de kamifli b'di'evet, and when we said before that Rebbe Chia and Rebbe that arguing whether shchita with these things is good b'di'evet, the only reason we said it like that is l'odiyah chakochet the Rebbe, was to show you how far Rebbe goes in the asers on the use of things attached, even b'di'evet. But if Chia really allows a shchita with something that's attached, then our Mishnah says that, like, Hashochet, which sounds like it's b'di'evet, d'evin l'chatchila lo, mani, lo Rebbe, lo Rebbe Chia. It's neither one of the two of them. He Rebbe Chia says to Rebbe Chia, then if you look at Chia, it should work even the Chia. He Rebbe, David, nami lo. They take two opposite extremes over here. Le'olam Rebbe Chia, v'afil l'chatchila. Real, it's Rebbe Chia, and even l'chatchila, you could do it if it's attached. The Masis, the Gatani HaShochet, Rebbe, that's going in the world of Rebbe. Earlier, the Gemara says that Rebbe completely pasul shchita with an attached, but now the Gemara is saying that Rebbe would say that it's going to be good b'di'evet. Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe. Right, so now we have a Kasha, Rebbe and Rebbe. Rebbe of Kahana brought a brisa in which Rebbe said it's going to be no good, and the Mishnah says it's going to be good, at least b'di'evet. So Gemara lo Kasha. Kamba mechor meikaro, kamba tolosh lubesof chibro. In the case of Rav Kahana's brisa, we're talking about some type of thing that's you're going to shacht with that was always attached to the ground, right? Like, for example, let's say you have this reed or a piece of rock that is now connected to the ground, was always connected. But in the case of the Mishnah, it's talking about something that was originally knocked off, was detached from it, and then it got attached, right? So when it's used, Rebbe's going to passel the shchit entirely, right? When the first type of thing is used, when it's always attached. And that's what the Rav Kahana's Baisa. But when you use a type that was detached and reattached afterwards, Rebbe's going to say it's going to be good b'di'evet. And this is how we explain our Mishnah.
In fact, the Gemara, we know Timra. From where do we ever see that the Shani Lama make a difference? Bein b'chomer meikar l'talosh l'besof chibro. Whether it was either chomer from originally or it was talosh and re m'chomer sized. The time of the Baisa says, Shochid b'muchni shchitosuk sher. Someone shecht with a wheel. That is that he put a knife on a wheel in a way that when the wheel turns, the blade came into contact with the neck and then it's a shchita. If someone attaches this to such a thing, watch this, says, Galgal, shekorin tor, vehishkev bo asakin, chuda lamala, vegalgal v'shachat. Vegilgal v'shachat, and you spun it, and then it shechted. So, asherim mechishchatzuk shera, but mechum elakachishchatzuk shera. No, it's sakin mekosu shachat, but if you put a knife into the wall and then you shechted with it, right, so then you move the neck of the animal back and forth on it, then what's going to be the din? Shchitasuk shera. Haritzor yotze min hakosel, if you have this the stone that's sticking out of the wall, and we're talking about something here that it's specific. Actually, it's the Gemara is going to explain later that we're talking about here not a wall that was built out of regular material, but a wall that was chiseled out of block of the earth, and the wall and the sharp stone that's sticking out of it were always attached to the ground, then I would say, you would say, min ha-kosel, and that's the ikar nekud over here, oh, kana, ola me'alav, or a reed that was growing on its own, right? It was, then, shechita is pasul. Beep, turn the page. Tazayin umarav. Kash and adadi, they seem to go against each other, because the first person said that things attached to the ground do work. And then the thing about a rock sticking out from this wall is not going to work. El alash, mamina, must be, kum tochisna narain, shiny bimbobim, bechuber meikar, letoshu vasov chibro, shma amina, there's a difference between whether it was, you know, there all along, or it came out and then it was put back. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.